Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Misalignment Podcast. I'm your host, Alana, and I'm so happy that you found this podcast and that you're taking the time out of your day to listen. It's been a couple weeks since I uploaded, but I'm back, we're here, and we're gonna do it. So we're just gonna get right into the episode. The Misalignment Podcast is for anyone on a mental health journey looking maybe for self-improvement tips. Hopefully something I say resonates with you and that I can offer some comfort or anything. I don't know. I created this podcast as a need for myself really during my journey, and I think it's something that I would want to listen to. So I made it. Hi. Okay, I always start with an affirmation, and then I want to talk a little bit about a book that I mentioned in a previous episode and what I've been up to recently. It's been an adjustment since I graduated my group therapy and haven't been going to intensive therapy 4 days a week, 5 days a week, and that's going on week four now, three or four, which is crazy because I was just so used to having that structure and that healing, time, I guess, structured time. And it's just been a lot of walks with my son the past few weeks and going to the park. It's been really nice. It's just been an adjustment getting used to not having any structure or trying to make my own. Anyways, the affirmation that I'm going to share is, I am deserving of mental clarity. I am deserving of mental clarity. This came up on my notifications yesterday and pretty early in the morning. And when I read it for the first time, I was like, wow, I love that, because reflecting lately, I feel like the past couple months, or I feel like finally I have mental clarity for the first time in a long time, for as long as I can remember, probably since I've been an early teen. But yeah, and it feels really nice. So love that affirmation. I am deserving of mental clarity. So I wanted to do a little bit of a review of the book Girl in Pieces by Kathleen Glasgow. I talked about it in a previous episode, and I just wanted to recommend it because I loved it. I thought the story was really good. It's really well written. I thought I was going to resonate with the main character, and I do to an extent. It's great though, just the whole story, to watch her in the beginning and then where she ends up by the end of the book. I highly recommend Girl in Pieces by Kathleen Glasgow. She has a couple other books, but I have not read them yet. I have been reading a lot lately, and I have gone on to Atomic Habits, so that's the new book I'm reading. I typically read novels or nonfiction, history books, but Atomic Habits, I keep hearing amazing things about, and I feel like I should have read it when I first started my, intensive therapy in October, November, but we're reading it now. So as I mentioned in the very beginning, it's been a couple weeks since I've uploaded. I was unsure if I was going to maintain misalignment, but I'm committed. I'm going to. So anyways, that's it with that. A quick, what I did last weekend. It was Easter weekend, and on Saturday, my family and I went to a part of San Diego called Old Town, and we just walked around. My son played in the park, in the grassy area. It was beautiful outside. The sun was shining. It was a perfect San Diego day. It's just a perfect day. And yeah, we just walked around, had fun. And then Sunday was Easter, and my parents invited us to their house for lunch, and that was really nice of them. And I saw my brother, my sister-in-law, my cousins, and my parents, and they cooked delicious food. It was like a French toast bake, and then beans, honey baked ham, rice, mac and cheese. Yeah, and then the kids had an Easter egg hunt, which is always fun. It's just so cute. Like, being around little kids, they just bring so much joy. That was Sunday. And then, okay, I wanted to touch a little bit on post-traumatic growth prompts that I was looking at from, like, a handout that I got in my group therapy. And just talk a little bit about what it's been like ending my group therapy and what's been on my mind. And so being transparent, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I've known that for a little while, like definitely a couple years. And in therapy, I was first introduced to the term post-traumatic growth, which is basically just like reframing the trauma in your brain as not stressful, but helpful, and ways that just overcoming adversity is going to make you stronger in the long run and in all these different ways. So that's basically the gist of post-traumatic growth. And there was like a couple questions that stood out, or a couple prompts, I guess, that stood out to me from this handout. And it was like, what are you most proud of about my whole healing journey process? What helped along the way? What does recovery mean to you? So what am I most proud of when I think about where my mind was at, like, the past, I don't know, 10 years, but overall, like, 10 years, but definitely the past year, 2 years for sure. I don't know. I'm just, like, tripping out all the time, like, about my mentality and my mental health, because it's been a very intensive healing journey since October, but I still feel like I'm not fully healed mentally, and I don't know how to explain it, honestly. I feel like now I have much more context and literature, or like background knowledge, on some of the like reasons I have certain habits or behave a certain way, which I think comes from CBT, cognitive behavior therapy, but I could be wrong. But like, for example, I still do have like really bad social anxiety, but it used to be so bad where I literally would not leave my house or my bedroom. And I think that's called like agoraphobia the other day. And I feel like that's what it is, but now I need to look it up. Pause. Yes. So, agoraphobia is an anxiety disorder characterized by an intense fear and anxiety in situations where escape might be difficult or help unavailable. This fear can lead to an avoidance of places like public transportation, open spaces, enclosed spaces, crowds, and being outside the home alone. So I guess I used to have like a huge just fear of leaving my bedroom because I was in such a toxic relationship. Anything that I did was going to be wrong, so I didn't leave my house. And now I feel like I just don't like going outside because I, one, don't like being around other people, but I also have experienced some trauma, like isolated and then like isolated events, and but also complex situations of it. And I don't like sitting in a crowded restaurant where I can't see, like, the entire restaurant in front of me, if that makes sense. Like, I gotta see everyone. It is also true, I guess, that I don't really like being in, like, really crowded spaces. But not because Not because I can't get out. I just feel sometimes claustrophobic, or I guess that I can't get out. So anyways, but now I know why. Like, I used to have no idea why that was the case, and I couldn't put a reason to a lot of my anxiety before, and now I can, which is amazing. But, and the panic attacks have also been far less frequent or severe, but I did have one the other day, which was so unfortunate because it was in one of my happy places, the gym. It was in the spin class, but I feel like I handled it really well. So, more on that. Yes, so in the past, I used to have severe panic attacks, like debilitating, and they used to be pretty frequent. And in the past 3 months, I've probably only had two, which is like unheard of, I feel like, in the past decade, which the healing process, now that I'm reflecting on it, my healing has honestly been so extraordinary. Like, I haven't realized some of the extent of the growth that I've made until I'm actually talking about it with this panic attack situation. But pretty much, I used to get them all the time in different levels of severity, and the fact that I have only had probably two in the past, like, 2 or 3 months is unheard of or like insane to me, but it's amazing. So anyways, I had one the other day in a spin class. It was last week. It was like exactly a week ago. And I took a spin class, and one of the songs, there's very few triggers that I have left, I feel like I've overcome most of them, but there's a handful that I still have, and two of them are two different like music artists, and one of them, oh my gosh, was played in the spin class, and I knew the day was going to come eventually because I'm actually kind of surprised it didn't come sooner for how long I've been taking or like going to the gym. I do hear this artist sometimes, but the fact that it was on the playlist for this class just kind of sent me into, it would normally set me into a spiral where I would probably have left the class and like started hyperventilating and not being able to calm down, but I just stayed in the spin class. I rode, like, I didn't stop riding the bike, but I was like sitting down, and usually I'm standing up, or usually you're standing up, and I just let the song play, sat down, rode the bike, and then just let it pass. And yes, it was extremely uncomfortable, but I'm glad I didn't get up and leave, because I feel like I definitely would have done that in the past, and I didn't, so that's a win. Another couple of the questions are, let's see, how does it feel to end? Are there particular moments that were especially meaningful for you? What was the most or least helpful about the treatment, and like the top three things you learned? How does it feel to end? It took a while to get used to not having the structure of group therapy every day. There is an aftercare program, but I have not attended yet. I might tonight. We'll let you know. But there's definitely a few moments that stick out over the past like 7 months that are especially meaningful. The first time I was like in the emergency room in October on SI watch, that was insane and that was eye-opening. I was like, how did I get here? And then there was a similar incident in November. And I don't know if I've mentioned that I literally had a case of amnesia because of my, like, mental health crisis in the fall. And that episode of amnesia was terrifying. Like, I was asking my husband and my parents very basic questions, and I had no recollection or any memory of, like, anything. So that was crazy. And that took a while to get over. But a couple meaningful moments over the past few months have definitely been like when I first started my first IOP group with Kaiser in October, which literally seems like a lifetime ago now. And then the group therapy that I was in at API, I remember my first day being there. And there's specific like sessions that stick out as well to me over the past few months. Definitely meeting certain people in the program. I feel like bonds that you make in group therapy are going to be bonds that you have forever because you have been your most vulnerable with these people and they have helped you and like helped build you up at some of your darkest times. So that was heartfelt. I feel like a couple things that helped along the way, definitely my husband and my son. But things like for me are definitely the people I met in group therapy. Exercise is like a huge help for like this whole process, and especially journaling. It's just always been a way for me to help process what I'm thinking and feeling. And looking back and reading some of your old journals helps give you like new perspective and new insight on how things happened or how you remember things happening versus like how they actually happened. But what else? I don't know. Like being off work has been such a huge stress relief. I know I'm gonna have to go back really soon. Like it's gonna come up fast, but we will cross that bridge when we get there. I'm gonna start to wrap it up because I've been here forever trying to record this, and I always get anxiety when I record a podcast because I never want to listen back to it because I just cringe. But I've heard this phrase talked about in other podcasts, to climb the cringe mountain and just climb it. So that's what we're doing. I feel like there was another thing I was gonna say. Oh, things that I'm gonna continue working on. I need to build in more structure as I am not in my therapy routine or therapy days anymore, or like intensive group therapy days. I'm still going to therapy all the time. But aside from that, I am signed up for a half marathon in June, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's currently like April 24th or something, and I just got new running shoes. And they are amazing. They're incredible. They're Asics. I'm not a big fan of the Hokas, the Hukas, but I don't know. I'm just not on that trend. So I've always been a huge Asics person. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it, but yep, finally got some new running shoes, and the sun is out, and we're reading Atomic Habits, building those habits into my life, and yeah, the healing journey continues. Thank you again for listening if you made it to the end of Cringe Mountain. Just kidding. If you made it to the end of the podcast, I will be more consistent with uploading. And we're going to end with, you are safe, you are strong, and you are important. You are safe, you are strong, and you are important. I hope you have a great rest of your day and weekend, and I will be back soon. Bye.